Hi, I'm David Astle, host of Evenings on ABC Melbourne and Victoria, and I want to bring you a chat that I had with Ben Groundwater, who's a travel writer for The Age, about his top five favourite travel films. In fact, I tried guessing with three films of my own, and I have to say that Ben left me stranded. Let's see what five he chose.
Before Sunrise, to me, it's a travel film, I guess. It's about these two backpackers, essentially, who meet on a train and decide to get off the train in Vienna and spend a day and then a whole night together, just sort of wandering. And it's quite a talky film. You know, there's not really much action. It's basically them just kind of walking the streets and having these deep, interesting conversations. And to me, I just found it so inspiring, not because of the place. You know, Vienna is not my favorite place in the world. It's nice and everything, but it's not one of my favorites. But the film really captured for me this sort of essence of travel, in that you feel that you have the chance for these sort of random meetings to take place with strangers that will really, you know, change the course of your life. And it's not just a feeling, you know, it has happened. It's happened to me. It's happened to pretty much everyone who's traveled, I think. You know, we bump into these strangers along the way who completely change our lives. And so for me, this film was such a beautiful capturing of that possibility in those moments.
I haven't seen the film, but what you have just said is that travel is as much about the wayfarers, the fellow travelers that you meet and your paths cross with. It's that is as much the joy of traveling, those that are on the same trip or going the opposite way, and you have those stolen days where you can kind of get to know someone very intensely.
Yeah, I think so. And travel relationships, as you say, they do have that intensity about them, because you know, I think you're in a different headspace when you travel. You're primed, you're open, you're excited, you're sort of up for new experiences and meeting new people, and you spend so much time with these people that you've just met. You know, normally if you've met someone out at a bar or, you know, playing sport with them or something like that, you might spend an hour with them each week and slowly get to know them. But when you're traveling, you're sort of forced together, and so it does breed this sort of intensity to the relationships, and I think that's why they touch people so much. And I think everyone who's traveled a lot could recall someone who has had that effect on them at some point in their lives.
So that was not my European guess. Where next, Ben?
Well, the next one I think is going to be quite easy for you to work into the Lost in Translation theme, because it is Lost in Translation. Which is probably a fairly predictable one, I think, particularly for someone like me who loves Japan and loves Tokyo. This is a Sofia Coppola film set in Tokyo, starring Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson, who are two Americans who meet in this hotel, which is actually the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Shinjuku, and end up sort of developing this quite sort of strange relationship. Again, it's a relationship movie. It's not really a travel movie. But you know, Tokyo is essentially one of the characters of the film. You know, it's to me, it was such a nice rendering of the city, I thought, and a nice capturing of the spirit of the city, in that, you know, Scarlett Johansson and Bill Murray's characters go off and have these adventures in the city, and it's bizarre to them and sort of otherworldly in some ways. It's got this sort of Murakami feel to it, and there's the sort of anonymity that comes with a city that huge. You know, you feel like you can go out and do anything and be anyone. And that's always how I felt in Tokyo. And so, you know, there are some recognizable things, some recognizable places, which I get a bit of a buzz out of, but mostly it's that feeling of being in Tokyo and exploring it and being wowed by it and confused by it and excited by it all at the same time.
There's a lovely quote from an Italian poet, Cesare Pavese is his name, and he says that traveling is a brutality. We are continually off balance and we must rely on the comfort of strangers. I do remember that quote from the prologue of The Comfort of Strangers by Ian McEwan. What you've just described, both those films, is essentially falling back into someone else's life and relying on each other to kind of protect and also translate what is around you. It seems as though there's a strong theme in both those films.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. There's another quote from Lost in Translation that I've always really enjoyed. Scarlett Johansson says to Bill Murray, let's never come back here because it will never be the same. And that's always stuck with me. I think it's a really interesting way to look at travel, and it's a good lesson, because you know, you should never go and try to recreate experiences. I don't think you should always be striving for new experiences. And you can, there's a trap you can fall into where things will never be the same again. I go back to Tokyo all the time. I would never not go back there. But I do think that's a nice little lesson for people to take on. It's just such a small little vignette in the film, but I really enjoyed it.
I have got a film that is in Northern Europe. I've got a film that's in Central America, and I've got a film in Australia, and none of them have come up. But maybe I'll get lucky with film number 3 being groundwater.
Well, I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball here. This is not a travel film. It's not anything to do with travel. It's not even one film. It's actually 3 films, and that is the Bourne trilogy: the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy, and the Bourne Ultimatum. Because, I mean, for starters, they were fantastic films. I thought I'd read the Bourne Identity when I was a kid, basically the Robert Ludlum book, and loved it, and thought that Matt Damon could never be Jason Bourne. It just wouldn't work, and I was proved completely wrong. I absolutely loved the films, but the scenes, it's a little bit like James Bond in that, you know, all the Bond films have these amazing locations that make you think, where is that? I want to go there.
Yeah.
And the Bourne trilogy to me was like that. You know, the shots around Paris in the first one were incredible. A lot of the second film was shot in Berlin, which is one of my favorite cities in the world. So I really enjoyed that. And the third film, The Bourne Ultimatum, there's this chase scene in Tangier, which starts off on scooters riding through the streets of Tangier. And ends up this chase running across rooftops and a dive through broken glass into a house. And I guess, you know, action buffs would be looking at that thinking, yeah, this is amazing. What a great scene. And I was looking at it thinking, I want to go to Tangier. That looks incredible.
Remind me never go traveling with you, Ben. That's how you get around. Yeah, I don't mind getting an Uber or something like that. I don't know about diving through the sugar panes. The other thing too about that, as soon as you mentioned that, I really warm to your idea, because a lot of those blockbuster films, and also Mission Impossible, the 007 series, they do introduce you to exotic locations with adrenaline as the bonus.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the film locations are such a big business for tourism. Game of Thrones locations are amazing. All you have to do is slap that name onto your attraction and tens of thousands of people will flood there. All the Bond films are basically advertisements for the locations that they use. And then the Bourne trilogy was a little bit stripped back there. It wasn't quite as glamorous. It was a little bit rawer and maybe didn't exactly inspire feelings of travel in a lot of people. But, you know, I went to Tangier last year with my family because of seeing that film and because it looked so interesting to me.
So number 4, Ben, where are we going?
Number 4 is probably a little bit more predictable. It's a Wes Anderson film, The Darjeeling Limited, which was set in India, in Rajasthan, which is a place that I've traveled to and really enjoyed. So there was that connection there of being able to see these places that I really loved. But also it's just such a great, classic travel movie in some senses. It's 3 brothers, played by Owen Wilson, Adrian Brody, and Jason Schwartzman, who travel on a train, which is called the Darjeeling Limited, which is a real train, through Rajasthan, dragging the most ridiculous Louis Vuitton luggage with them. And you know, because it's Wes Anderson, it's very stylized, so it doesn't really capture a genuine travel experience, I don't think. But in some ways, you know, it's set in India and it does have a sort of realistic feel to it, to the Indian travel experience. The characters that you meet when you're in Italy, the characters that you meet in India, the things that go wrong, the things that go right. So I really enjoyed that. I also enjoyed the sort of brotherly, the sibling rivalry that went on and the bonding that went on as well. I've done a lot of travel with my little brother and it really reminded me a lot of that. You know, we've fought, we've bonded, we've had moments. And so, you know, I thought, you know, The Darjeeling Limited, it captured all of that for me.
So we've been to the Before Sunrise, essentially was Vienna. Lost in Translation was Tokyo. The Bourne trilogy is Tangier, Berlin and Paris and everywhere else in between. The Darjeeling Limited, clearly in Rajasthan, northern India. Oh, come on. Come on. Surely you've got Central or South America. Surely you've got somewhere in Australia or possibly in Northern Europe. Come on, Ben. Give me 1 out of 5.
Well, I've got technically North America. It's set in Mexico.
Oh, no, that's me. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got a Mexican film. It's in front of me. Go for it.
Well, this one, again, not a typical travel film, but it's Alfonso Cuarón's Y tu Mama También.
Oh, no, I had Roma.
Oh, right, there you go.
I had Roma. Boy, Alfonso Cuarón, honestly. I was that close. That's a half point. So
that is a half point.
Tell me about that film.
I mean, Itu Mama Tambien is a classic road film. I think it's a buddy movie. There's sort of a theme to my choices, I think, and that's that they're more about relationships than they are about mm-hmm. travel, and they're about the way that travel shapes those relationships and can and you know provides that intensity and changes things and opens up avenues that wouldn't normally have been there, which to me is the most exciting part of the travel experience. So I suppose that's what I look for in films as well. Itu Mama Tambien is Spanish for "and your mother too," which is not exactly a kind thing to say to someone. But it's about two brothers. It stars Gael Garcia Bernal. It was sort of his breakout film. And it says two friends, two mm-hmm. young friends. They're sort of teenagers, and they go off on a road trip with an older woman. And it's sort of about their developing relationships and the things they find out about each other on this trip. You know, it's sort of part romance, part comedy, part adventure. And I really like this about a lot of Mexican films that I've seen, actually. They don't go in for the Hollywood ending. They don't go for perfection. No. They don't go for everybody lives happily ever after. And so I won't give anything away about the ending of the film, but it felt very authentic to me and very much reflective of the experiences that I've had when I've traveled as well. So I really enjoy that sort of realism and the honest reflection of what travel can be. And also, you know, it felt when I watched it, I hadn't traveled to Mexico before. It felt exotic. It felt different. It felt like I was a window into another culture that I hadn't experienced before, which I also really enjoyed.
Well, Roma did that for me. I also did really enjoy the Itu Mama Tambien. Alfonso Cuarón is a master filmmaker, and the fact is it just does bring the soul of Mexico right into your cinematic heart. It's a great selection. Ben Groundwater, and you can catch up with his stuff. He's got a fantastic Instagram feed, Ben Groundwater. His Twitter as well, Podcast Galore, and his book for traveling when we do get that opportunity, Traveling Solo. It's called Go Your Own Way.